Well, today he made it official. Vermont U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is jumping into the race for the White House.
I believe that in a democracy, what elections are about are serious debates over serious issues, not political gossip, not making campaigns into soap operas. This is not the Red Sox versus the Yankees. This is the debate over major issues facing the American people.
That was Sanders during a speech today outside the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. The independent senator will face long odds in trying to win the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination. He's been in the Senate since 2007. VPR's Bob Kinzel spoke with Sanders today about his campaign, his main issues, and his strategy for beating Hillary Clinton in the primary.
So, Bernie, what's the bottom line? Why are you running for president?
The bottom line is that this country today faces more serious crises than at any time since the Great Depression. And if you throw in the global environmental crisis of climate change, the problems may be more serious today. That's just the simple truth. At the top of the list, Bob, is we have a middle class which for the last 40 years has been disappearing. In our state of Vermont and all over this country, people are working longer hours for low wages. People are working not one job, two jobs, three jobs, trying to put together an income and some health care. And at the same exact time as the middle class is disappearing, the people on top are doing unbelievably well. 99% of all new income is going to the top 1%, and the top 0.1% owns as much wealth as the bottom 90%.
I know you've been mulling this decision for a couple of months. What were the factors that ultimately convinced you to run?
There were two main factors, Bob, that were on my mind. Number one, is there the support around this country for ordinary people to say enough is enough? You know, we've got to stand up. We've got to fight back. We can't allow a handful of families to have so much political power, to have so much economic power. Second issue is money. We live in a horrendous moment as a result of this disastrous Citizens United Supreme Court decision, which said to billionaires, okay, you own the economy, now you're going to own the political process. You can spend as much money as you want, and we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in some, from some families, to buy elections, to buy candidates. We, you know, raise, as you well know, most of my campaign contributions are small donations. We've got, in the last campaign, the highest level percentage of small donors of any United States Senate candidate. Can I take these guys on? Can we raise enough money to run a credible and winning campaign? And I've concluded that there is enough support out there from the middle class of this country to send $50 or $100.
Would it be fair to say that you would not be entering this race if there was another candidate articulating your strong concerns on all these issues?
Well, that's a hypothetical, Bob. I have a lot of respect for Hillary Clinton. I look forward to, just received a very nice tweet from her. But there are serious issues facing our country. So there are huge issues out there, and I think democracy is well served when we have a good, sensible, serious, issue-oriented debate.
You know, you've been an independent, Bernie, throughout your political career. In fact, I think you're the longest-serving independent in the history of Congress. Sometimes you've been very critical of the Democrats. So
yes.
Is it awkward at all for you to seek the Democratic presidential nomination?
Well, Bob, you know, as you know, I am the longest-serving independent in the history of the United States Congress, and I am enormously grateful to the people of Vermont who allowed me to do that, who went outside of the two-party system in a way that no other state has ever done. I think as I looked at the practicalities of this situation, running as an independent and setting up a political infrastructure in 50 states, trying to get on the ballot in 50 states and doing all that stuff would have consumed an enormous amount of time and energy and money. It will allow me to get the message out most effectively, to engage in debates. And I think it's the right course of action.
We've been talking a lot about economic issues in this country. Do you expect that foreign policy concerns like the appropriate role for the United States in Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan to be a major issue in this campaign?
Of course. I can't see how it will not be. We live in a dangerous world. We live in a very unstable Middle East. And, you know, you have country after country with nuclear weapons. And so I cannot conceive that foreign policy is not an important part of any serious presidential campaign. What I will say is that I not only voted against the first Gulf War and I think history will record that as the right vote. I helped lead the opposition against going into war in Iraq. And I think many of the things that I feared about what the invasion of Iraq would bring about have turned out, unfortunately and tragically, to be true. My own view is that ISIS, for example, is obviously a barbaric organization that must be defeated. But I fear very much the United States getting involved in perpetual warfare in the Middle East. I think that the neighboring countries, the countries in the region, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the UAE, Jordan, and Iraq, of course, have got to carry the burden in taking on ISIS with the support of the United States and other Western countries. But at the end of the day, I think the battle for the soul of Islam is going to be won by the Islamic nations and not by the United States. So we have got to be supportive, but not leading the effort.
Finally, Bernie, as you start this campaign, do you see a clear path to victory to win the Democratic nomination? I mean, deep down in your heart, do you think this race is winnable?
Well, I'll be the first to admit that I am an underdog, but I have kind of been an underdog my entire political life. I think the people in Vermont know that no one kind of expected me to be elected mayor of Burlington, to become a congressman, and then to defeat the wealthiest guy in the state of Vermont by 30 points to become a United States senator. So my path has been unusual, been an underdog my whole political life, and nothing new about that. So yeah, do I think we can win this thing? Yes, I do.
Senator Bernie Sanders, we'll be following you out on the campaign trail. Many thanks for your time today.
Okay, Bob. Thank you. Take care.